seeing this person in it and remembering that vision and the exhortation which I had in my dream, I believe that I bring this army under the divine conduct and shall therewith conquer Darius and destroy the power of the Persians, and all things will succeed according to what is in my mind. Now, at this point, Josephus tells us that Alexander went into the temple and followed instructions by the high priest on how to offer sacrifices, and basically acknowledged the God of heaven. But the testimony here about in the book of Daniel about Alexander is that he was going to, in verse 3, do according to his will. And after that interaction with God, he went on into Egypt and allowed himself to be named the son of Jupiter, or the son of Jupiter, I believe, accepting praise as an Egyptian and Greek god. And he did his own will. He had opportunity to repent, as Nebuchadnezzar did, and understand truth, but he rejected it. And the point being, as you look at this history, these kings are still being interacted with the God of heaven. This history is still being directed and influenced by the God of heaven. And and as you look at the Jews during this time period, there's no evidence that they were in a righteous condition. This is the history that's growing and developing into the great darkness that precedes Christ coming to earth as a little child. But still, God is dealing with them as his people. This kind of principle, this kind of truth certainly needs to be factored in to where God's people are today. It's the same God, and we are modern Israel as they are ancient Israel. We're not, anyway, we won't go down that road at this time. Back to the narrative. And in verse 14, and this is where I was pushing to get for, because this will be a good breaking point. The king, let's do verse 13. For the king of the north shall return, and he shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come after certain years with a great army and with much riches. And in those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south. So after the king of the south goes in and retaliates on the king of the north, and he makes his triumphant march back to Egypt and tries to enter the most holy place and has this interaction with God, in time the king of the north returns, and he puts together a great army.